From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cage-free hens comprise a growing percentage of the U.S. egg-laying flock, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. The cage-free flock has grown as states have passed or enacted legislation banning confinement of hens, and as multiple retailers and food service providers have pledged to only source eggs from cage-free operations. Additional state bans are planned to take effect between 2023 and 26. The National Cattlemen's Foundation is accepting applications for the 2024 CME Group Beef Industry Scholarship. 10 scholarships of $1,500 each will be awarded to outstanding students pursuing careers in the beef industry. Introduced in 1989 and sponsored by the CME Group, the scholarship identifies and encourages students who play a vital role in the future of food production. Students study education, communications, production, research, and other areas related to the beef industry are eligible to apply. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced two new grant opportunities plus a training and technical assistance partnership to help schools continue to invest in nutritious school meals. The announcement came as USDA recognizes National School Lunch Week and National Farm to School Month. Vilsack says USDA is committed to giving students the nutrition they need to reach their full potential, empowering schools to continue serving delicious, healthy meals.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.